This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective starting for the 13th of March, 2017. Well, the most important market of all is the U.S. bond market or the debt markets. And none other than the bond king or ex-bond king, Bill Gross, says bond yields just hit the level that Bill Gross said would signify a bear market. I've been calling a market top in the bonds for several weeks now. I think it's almost an absolute that we'll see an interest rate rise next week from the Federal Reserve. And also there's cautions because the corporate bonds, the high investment grade corporate bonds are also weakening. This can be taken also to be a precursor to a short-term warning for the stock market. Usually when you have the debt markets that are weakening, it correlates now to stocks weakening. The 50-day moving average for the small caps are also right on that line. And the crude market, the energy market, is also falling. So really the economic conditions based primarily on the debt markets is not looking all that robust as I do this weekly update. Man, diving deeper into this, I would like to point out an article from Charles Hugh Smith, who does some excellent thinking in my view, and he asks the questions, are central banks losing control? You can read the article, but basically, contrary to a lot of popular belief, these banks that do hold a great deal of control do not hold ultimate control. The markets or the people at large have more sway than many of us give ourselves credit for. A quick example would be a bank run, and those start usually rather innocently, meaning that somebody or buddies want their money out of the bank, and then all of a sudden it kind of catches a contagion, and all of a sudden there's a big lineup at the door because people react to the pattern, and all of a sudden there's certainly not enough cash for everyone to get their money out of the bank. Just a quick example, but Charles points out in this some very thought-provoking questions. And I'm not paid to do this, so you know, but the Daily Reckoning put out this path to $10,000 gold. I will say that The Road to Ruin was probably the best book, in my strong opinion, that Jim Rickards has written. It's very thought-provoking, especially he questions everything, which I admire. And one of them is the Austrian school. He's got a little bit of a twist, let's say, on the Austrian school thinking. And I like his complexity theory. I basically like his thinking. I certainly don't agree with everything, but nonetheless, it's a good book, and I would recommend it. The path to $10,000 gold, Jim is on record. In fact, he wrote a book with that title, and I read that one well. In fact, I've read all his books. Nonetheless, I'm not going to read the article to you, but what he can build a strong case for that level. Now, before we get to 10,000, we need to get to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, that type of thing. I'm a little bit more conservative. I'm looking at, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 at least, but in these markets, they do tend to get overdriven on the upside, especially when it's money involved, money versus not so money, real money versus fiat money. And having experience that once already in my lifetime, I know that the price in paper terms can be overshot. So just a nice note to the $10,000 gold premise. And another article point out is by Michael Snyder. It is the region of the world is being hit by the worst economic collapse it's ever experienced. He's talking about Brazil, which is once the seventh biggest economic system in the world. It's now ninth place. And I won't read the article, but basically this is perhaps a precursor to not only what's going on in let's say less developed nations, but it can and will become a contagion globally, which means that just because it's them that are having a problem doesn't mean it won't be you in some time in the perhaps near future. And in gold news, I'm just going to touch on one right now. This is from Reuters, but Sprott's hostile bid for Canadian Metals Trust gains ground source. You can read the article on Reuters or other places, but Central Fund of Canada, which is one of the few bullion type holding companies that we've recommended, and there are others, is got a hostile bid from Sprott. Again, this has actually been attempted in the past, and I know them both actually quite well, and I'm not going to comment one way or the other than to say that, you know, buying at a discount is an arbitrage. When you have a physical stash of real money and you can buy it at a 6.5% discount, you're a target, and I'll just leave it at that. And trying to keep these around 5 minutes on the silver side, I'll just talk about the mining financier. Silver Wheaton is open to a revamp Primero deal. Primero is one one that we have in the Morgan Report. I do not own it at this time, but I just want to state that for the record. And you can read the article, which as far as Primero and Silver Wheaton, I will tip my hat to Silver Wheaton, which means that they've been pretty good about renegotiating some of these situations they have on their streams with companies that do not meet the projections. So I think that's more than fair, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly update.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.